Blog Talk Radio.
A little less conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little less fight and a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart and maybe satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Baby, close your eyes and listen to the music. Dig to the summer breeze. It's a groovy night and I can show you how to use it. To come along with me and put your mind at ease. Hey, less conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Shut your mouth and open up your heart. And baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Come on, baby, I'm tired of talking. Grab your coat and let's start walking. Come on, come on.
Come on, come on.
Come on, come on. Don't procrastinate, don't articulate. Girl, it's getting late. You just sit and wait around. Conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Shut your mouth and open up your heart. Baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Satisfy me, girl. Satisfy me, baby. Satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Satisfy me, girl. Satisfy me.
All right, everybody. Chris Chadwick in the house, ready to let the smoke roll. Finally, we're back. Check, check, check. We're live right here on the SCA Network. Proud to be here talking live with you right here out of West Tennessee. Going to have a good time tonight, whether it's me, myself, and I, or whoever else is with me in the house tonight. We're going to rock it out. We're going to talk a little cue, talk it up, take a little smoke, maybe a little brew. We just gonna have a good time, guys. That's what it's about. I'm so thankful to be on tonight. Got to give Brett Galloway a big shout out for getting this network rocking it out. And we have just had things like I'm not making excuses, but something happened every week. This past month has been crazy for me. We have traveled all over the country. Seems like we've been cooking, competing. We've been just having a big old time. I tell you what, you know what a big time means. It means a lot of work, and that's what it has been. That's what it's been, a lot of work. But I'm thankful that I love to smoke it up. I love to let the smoke roll, talk barbecue with all my brothers and sisters. Let me check your studio and see if we've got anybody live. I'm going to give a few sponsor shout-outs. This is a big test show tonight to make sure everything's going to work. Or we can really fire it up next week. Let's see. I do want to give a big old shout out to all my sponsors, like I said. Without them, it makes it a whole lot harder, a whole lot rougher. We've got to just be proud that we're representing their products, representing their brands, their companies. We're out there flying the banners, passing out products, talking about products. And that's what you do as far as a brand ambassador. You just represent the companies and the products with the very best ability that you can do. So without saying any more about that, I've got to give a big old shout out to all my sponsors that have been with me for 3-4 years now. I've never lost a sponsor. I keep gaining sponsors, and I'm just so thankful for that. I just don't, you know, sometimes you just don't even know what to say. You just want to, in appreciation of how you really appreciate them. But we got to give a big shout out to Best One Tire up there out of Jackson, Tennessee. They're one of my contributors. Tires, they keep my pits rolling. The smoke's rolling. Frontier Charcoal keeps my smoke rolling. Best One Tire keeps my pit rolling down the road. I tell you, I can't do without either one of them. Great companies, great products, Best One Tire right there in Jackson, Tennessee. Frontier Love Charcoal. Look them up on Facebook. Like their page. You know, you can pick up Frontier up at Dollar General stores across the nation, as well as Lowe's. You will not be disappointed. It keeps my big old pit hot, keeps it burning long and strong. So Frontier Charcoal, give them a big like on Facebook page as well. All my companies, all my products, my brands have Facebook pages. If you want to go over there and like their page, a lot of times they have coupon specials. You never know what kind of special we're going to run. I'm going to start doing one a month. I'm going to start doing a brand special. So we'll start doing that. We're going to kick this off. We've got to keep this going, keep this rolling, keep people involved, and just keep enjoying ourselves talking barbecue. We want to give a big shout-out to Mule Tough Barbecue Smokers, Rotisserie Smokers. I know I said that several times, but Mule Tough is built right there in Sikeston, Missouri, by a fine craftsman, pitmaster, Tim Seals. He's got an exceptional product when it comes to a charcoal rotisserie pit. He has got several models. He's got two models he can do. He can build you anything you want, but he has two really bulletproof models that he uses, a four-shelf, five-shelf rotisserie. These can be seen on MuleTuff.com. That's M-U-L-E-T-U-F.com. MuleTuff.com. Mr. Tim Seals will be more than glad to help you out with any kind of questions or any kind of pit that you might be wanting or interested in. The number to call is 573-620-3699. Again, that's 573-620-3699. All right, we're going to go over to the studio board right now. We're going to see if we've got some calls. We've already got callers in queue. Let's fire these guys up. Let's see. Welcome to the show. I know who we've got here. It looks like we've got Mr. Hank Baden on the line. Hank, is that you?
What's up?
What's happening, Big Daddy? How's it going tonight?
Just enjoying the rain, enjoying the rain.
Son, I tell you. At least it'll cool it off a little bit. But I tell you, it seems like every time I cook, it's in the rain. And like old Millie Vanilli
says, I wouldn't cook any other way.
I'm telling you. Millie Vanilli says, blame it on the rain. Well, I blame it on the rain. That's who I blame it on when it rains. I blame it on Millie Vanilli. But
you're cooking this weekend.
Where are you headed?
Philadelphia, Mississippi for an MBN cook.
How exciting is that? I just wish you the very best. I know it's going to be an awesome cook. I know you're going to have a great time. I wish I was rolling down there with you right now. I know we would have a huge time. But I just know, what are you going to lay the smack down on this weekend? Is it going to be whole hog, shoulders, ribs? What are you doing?
We're going to do all three this weekend. We're going to go ahead and just let it all hang out.
Let it all. That's the way to roll. Roll big, son. If you can't roll big, go home. Ain't that right?
That's the way to roll. And by the way, I love your intro music. Hard to beat Elvis Presley.
I'm telling you, he is the king. He's always been the king. He always will be the king. And we're big fans. We're big fans of the king. And we're gonna keep talking. And you know, it's a little more action around here. We do a lot of talking, but we got a lot of action going on too. So. You know, you can't go wrong with the king.
You're absolutely right, sir. Absolutely right.
So, so you got a big comp this weekend. I did see a picture. I hadn't been on Facebook a lot this last few weeks, and I've been traveling and cooking quite a bit myself and having some great cooks. Not been too successful as far as scoring goes, but we've really had some fantastic food, and, you know, you can't win them all, but you sure try. But I've been busy. I mean, went to Tupelo, Mississippi, went to Kansas City, cooked in Jackson, Tennessee. I've done some big caterings here. I've got a catering to do tomorrow. It's something happening all the time now. And
that's a good thing, brother. That's a good thing.
It is. It should tell you. You know, I always worry about these caterers because I really put my best foot forward every time, and I keep trying to exceed their expectations and keep trying to make mine better every time. And it's hard to do. But, I'm putting it out there, and there's no ifs or maybes. You know what I'm talking about. When you cater, you want the very best on your plate every time you do it.
Yeah, it's kind of like we've got a saying at the restaurant, everybody that comes in that door is a barbecue judge.
Yeah, that's right. And I tell you, this day and time, this has always been, social media is fantastic for a lot of resources, a lot of broadcasting, a lot of publication, a lot of advertising, but it also, that door swings both ways. It's good, and if something happens bad, man, it can blow up in a heartbeat, and it can go south in about 2 seconds. So,
what's that old analogy? One old hell will knock out 10 attaboys?
That's it. You got it. Yeah. You're exactly right. That is a fact. And, them attaboys, you got to do them. But, you're right. It'll bite you sometimes. So I'm doing a steak dinner tomorrow afternoon, and I usually don't do steaks. You know why? You ribeye steaks. Why do we not do steaks very often? It's because they cost. You know, that's a pretty pricey piece of meat. And, you try to charge accordingly, but when you're in a small town, you can't do it. You know, you just can't do it. I see these guys out there talking what they should charge, what you should charge, you crazy to charge. You know, you see a lot of that stuff in the catering.
Speaking of what you're talking about, I've seen a thing, and I can't remember where it was on some kind of social media. Average pound per pound of brisket in Texas, average $20 a pound.
Yep.
Now, what do you think
sir.
Your customer would say to you if you charged $20 a pound for brisket?
I wouldn't sell a pound.
Yeah, that's about the same thing they'd say to me.
Yeah, that's nice. That's very nice.
You can only do what your market will bear.
That's it. That's exactly right. And, when you kick it up a notch above, if you really market yourself and you really got a top quality product, you can get a little more. But still,
that market
is still, it's tough. And I don't know about Mississippi, but McKinley, Tennessee is pretty damn rough.
The market is tough in Mississippi too, my brother.
Ooh.
So, big man, I just wanted to give you a shout out. I have missed the show a couple of weeks. Try to listen to it at least every other week if I can. But I know you've been busy. We got to get ready to go to a contest. And just want to let you know, keep the smoke rolling, brother. We love your show.
Man, I appreciate it. Y'all be safe. You have a great time and just have a good cook. And it's always a pleasure to hear your voice. You call in, and we need to get together sooner than later.
I'll see you at Memphis in May, big guy.
You'll do it. You will. I'll be there. Have a safe trip.
Have a great show.
You're all right. Thank you, man. Have a good night. Be careful. All right. Bye.
All right. You too.
All right, guys. I sure appreciate Hank calling in. Hank Baden, fantastic NBN cook, right there, headed down Mississippi way. Going to go big competition this weekend. We've got some other callers in queue. I'll get these guys queued in. I do want to give a few more shout outs to my sponsors. I do really greatly appreciate all my sponsors. I talk it all the time, but I tell you what, it's what it is. I've got to give a big shout out to Mean Green Cleaner and Degreaser. I am the ambassador for Mean Green Cleaner and Degreaser. If you ever see me out on the trails, swing by. I'll be glad to give you some Mean Green. Once you try it once on the smoke, it cuts the grease, it cuts the smoke, cleans the tables, coolers, pits, cleans it all. So I tell you, you just can't go wrong with it. You pick it up at any Dollar General across the nation, you'll be very satisfied. As well as Mean Green, I've got to talk a little more green, and this is Green Mountain Grills. I've been fortunate enough to be cooking on a pellet cooker, and I like them. I'm a stick burner, old school stick burner, and I take my stick burner, but my pellet cooker is on my stick burner, and we can rock it out with that and have a fantastic cook. It's an awesome asset, any barbecue arsenal. Green Mountain Grills, look them up on the web. Look them up on Facebook. Like their page. You can't go wrong if you're in the market for a pellet cooker. These are bulletproof, rock tough, and they get the job done. Green Mountain Grills. I do want to give a big shout out to some fantastic cutlery, Mad Cow Cutlery, Jero Knives. Look them up, JeroKnives.com, MadCowCutlery.com. That is a fantastic comp knife, kitchen knife, chef's knife. They got them all. I guarantee you will be more than satisfied with Mad Cow Cutlery knives. I do want to give a big shout out as well to Country Boy Wood Pellets. They make a true solid hickory wood pellet. And right here in West Tennessee, hickory is king. Hickory is like Elvis in West Tennessee. Hickory is what we smoke with, and we let the smoke roll with some hickory. Hickory wood, Country Boy Wood Pellets, fantastic combination. Barbecue sauces, rubs, we have several fantastic products that we use. Junior's Rub for Grub, if you've never heard of Junior Riss, you need to look him up on Facebook. He has got an awesome rub. Actually, two rubs now. He has one for brisket, pay dirt, and the original Rub for Grub. Both of those are award-winning, guaranteed. Also, Daigle's barbecue sauces. Daigle's, D-A-I-G-L-E-S, barbecue sauces. Look up daiglesbarbecuesauce.com. I'm telling you, the flavors are there. Bold, spicy, flavorful. Puts a fantastic glaze, sheen on your meat, especially in competitions, turn-ins, bagels, barbecuesauces.com. I don't want to leave anybody out. I don't want to forget about anybody. But we also love to talk all about these products. We have been sponsored by Talk Texan Barbecue, Mr. Philip Lujan. Now, he has got a huge line of rubs. You can also pick those up on DaiglesBarbecueSauce.com. Talk Texan Barbecue, injections, rubs, they've got them. You can't go wrong with any of them. I'd suggest trying one, two, three, four, five. Try them all. You're not going to go wrong with them. We just keep talking. I've got so many friends with rubs now coming out. You know, we want to talk about them. We're going to feature spotlight one on each radio show. But right now, this is just test tonight, making sure everything's working, everything's going to work out, pan out. We are live right now. Call in. We'd love to hear from you. The number to call, guest number, is 929-477-1792. Back to the studio board. Let me cue this caller in. This is a familiar number here, 41561. You're live. Who have we got?
Brother, oh yeah.
Hello, my brother. How are you doing, guys? This is actually my real brother, Mr. T.C.
How are you doing tonight, brother?
I'm good, brother. How are you doing this evening? How are you feeling?
We're doing great. I just wanted to let you know that I cooked some inch-and-a-half pork chops and patty at Kentucky. Don't know nothing about no pork chop compared to mine.
Well, I tell you, we pork eaters around here, and we love a good old thick pork chop, so I'm proud to hear that. I'm proud you're doing what you love to do, and I'm proud you're cooking it up tonight.
We did it right, and they're good and tender, and they were great, and I just wanted to call and talk to you for a minute on your show and tell everybody hello from Tim and Lydia.
Well, I'm glad you did. I'm proud to have my brother call in the show. Is this the first time?
Very first time.
Huh?
The very first time.
That's what I thought. This is the first time. This is history. We're in the making right now. I'm proud to have you. You know, you're always welcome to call and talk and talking grilling, and you've been grilling inch and a half thick pork chops tonight. And I just don't even know. I'm proud for you. I'm proud you're doing it. You're letting the smoke roll. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm doing it the gas way, and I know you like doing it the old school, but the gas way was easier tonight.
I hear you. You know, all we need now is a little moonshine mic cued in, and we would have a show.
Yeah, moonshine mic would cue in. Hell, it'd be really a party. I'd have to hang up, I guess, then.
Oh, he's all right. He's doing good. Bear with me for just a minute. I've got another caller. Let me get them cued in. I don't want them to feel left out.
All right, you go ahead, brother. I'll talk to you later, okay?
All right. Have a good evening. Let the smoke roll. All right. Love you. Bye-bye.
All right,
guys. That was a first-time caller. My brother, actually my real brother, calling in to the show for the first time. I'm proud to hear him call in and want him to call in again. We've got another caller in queue, caller 903-720. Who have we got live with us tonight?
What's going on there, my friend? This is Forrest, Rooster Rebel Barbecue.
Mr. Forrest, guest, Rooster Rebel Barbecue. Welcome, my friend. How you doing this evening?
Pretty good. I'm cooking a little bit of pork butts tonight, getting ready to bend tomorrow.
Well, that sounds good. That's what I like to hear. Cooking some pork up in Texas, and that's the way to let it roll. Matter of fact, I've got pork butts. I've got pork butts on myself right now.
Yeah, that's what we're doing tonight. We had brisket and sausage, and we had a little bit of rain, but we sold out, so we did good. So
good.
That's
good.
You know, the oil field has died out, and they introduced the boot to my butt. So it's barbecue or nothing right now.
Barbecue or bust.
There you go.
I tell you what, my friend, you'll be all right. Just do it right and just continue doing it, and you'll do fine.
I got people that's coming and loyal to me, and you know, if you got people that's loyal to you, that's all you can ask for.
Yeah, I agree with that. This barbecue and this cooking and catering for people and catering and you know, you've got to have more than there's a lot of people out there. We won't go real deep into it, but there's a lot of people out there that has grills or smokers or rigs, and they think they're going to go cook and sell barbecue. You know, it's a lot more to it than just going and cooking and selling barbecue.
I agree.
You have to plan it out. You have to have a menu. You have to have a product that people want and a product they're going to come back for again and again and again. So every time, I said this earlier, every time you put something on the plate, that's you putting on that plate. So
that's
whatever
right.
You put on that plate is a reflection of you.
That is a fact. I mean, I didn't choose to go into it right now. I mean, but I have always wanted to do what I'm forced into doing now, and I figure, you know, God's got a sense of humor. He said, well, you know, you've been wanting to do it, so I'm going to kick there to do it, because I was always scared to jump out there, because I didn't, you know, insurance and that check that comes every week and everything else. But you know, I figured God said, "Hey, here you go, fat boy."
Yes.
jump out there. You ain't got no choice now.
That's right. That's what he did to me. Said it's time to get your butt in gear and get out there, and they took it up and do it to it. And that's what we have to do, guys. And you know, when you do this, when you cater, when you cook, it takes, you know, you have to, it takes a lot of work, a lot of dedication,
and a lot of good people to support you. The people,
that's right,
that come and buy every week or every day or whatever, and tout that you're doing a good job. That's the people that make you work and make it work. I mean, I can cook and you can cook and anybody else can cook, but if your people that come and buy it don't believe in the product and they don't like the product, then they're not coming back. But if they like it, they're going to tell people, and your business will grow. And I know my stuff's going to take me a little bit to get going, but I got faith in my ability, and I also got faith in the people that come and cook, and I got faith in God that this is going to work.
Right, right. Well, you got to have that. Yeah, I agree with you completely. Sometimes it's harder. Sometimes, and this is not preaching to anybody. Sometimes it's really hard to put that faith, step out there on a step, leap of faith. And
it is hard.
It's difficult, and because we live in a real world that, let's be real, most people don't even have any anymore, and it's you know, we're few and far between that have a, you know, you've got to have that faith. You've got to have that faith. You got to believe in yourself, and that's what I agree with, 100%. I really do, and we just keep kicking it out there, guys, and that's what we've got to do. You know, used to I get calls and talk about catering events every day now, and used to it was one a year, you know, before I actually started doing it, you know, and it just kind of gradually, and now the university, you know, they bill me out as they're billing me out on their flyers, coming and cooking for them, you know, I have people call all the time wanting me to cook and do special events, and that's the thing, guys, and you'll find this out as well, Forrest. I love people, okay? I love people, and I love to help people. I really do. I try to help and do what's right all the time. But now it gets to the point where you can't do it for everybody. And I'm not trying to pick and choose. It's just you have so many people asking and wanting that it's hard to do it all. And I read a post one time, you're a great guy when you're doing it all, but you're SOB when you have to say no. And it's not that I want to say no to anybody. It's just hard to do. You know, you only have so many hours in the day, and the Lord knows they go by fast as we get older.
I have, even before I got into this, I had a friend of mine that is retired from the Air Force, and he was having a hard time, and I did two or three cooks for him. I can't think of the damn word I'm looking for, but anyway, to give him the money.
Fundraisers.
Yeah, there you go, fundraisers. Thank you.
Yeah.
And I did that for him. And he didn't ask for it, and I didn't ask to do it for him. I thought, you know what, this man needs help, so it's time to do it. What in the hell are y'all doing?
Well, I tell you, I agree with you completely. I do want to take a quick minute I do want
to
take
quit whatever that is y'all's doing. What the hell are y'all doing?
Take a quick minute. All right, guys, number to call tonight. Let's see, call in number 929-477-1792. I do want to thank Brett Galloway, SCA Network, for having Chris Chadwick on, broadcasting live tonight. This is a test, making sure we sounding good, coming through live and clear.
You are, but...
Well, that's good, because we've really had a hard run for it last few weeks. You know, it's been a month since I've been on, month and a half, and we're proud to be here. We're not going to, let's see, it's almost nine tonight. We're going to talk it up a little more, but let's see here. Let me give me just a second, Forrest. We've got a number right here. I don't know who this is, but let me cue them in and welcome them to the show. 612. You're live with us. Let's see.
Hi, Chris.
Hey.
We got
you live.
Jason calling from Australia, mate. How are you?
Hey, brother. How you doing this evening? We're great.
I'm good.
What an honor it is to have you calling in. What time is it there in Australia?
It's just about midday.
Midday, okay. Well, awesome. Welcome to the show, Jason. It's a pleasure talking to you. What's going on in your neck of the woods? Tell me something good.
I thought I'd touch base, give you a quick update as to how Low and Slow Barbecue is going down under now. It seems to have really taken off. So I thought I'd ring you up and let you know that it's now becoming a worldwide fad, sort of, or way of life, really. It's going very well. We just had the biggest barbecue competition outside of the USA up our way not long ago, so it's really taken off. We had like 90-plus teams in it.
Man,
it was a great comp, yeah.
Now let me ask you, did Chris Lilly came to Australia, didn't he?
He did a little while ago. He did a KCBS event there. Unfortunately, I didn't get to go to that one. There's another association which is really big down here at the moment and doing great things called the Australasian Barbecue Alliance. And they're doing there's a couple of guys on there, Jay and Adam, who are doing fantastic work with that and really setting up some great competitions. Myself, I'm not competing in it because of time constraints with my family, so I wanted to lend my hand as a judge and
sure.
Help out with that in that way and get amongst it, so.
That's awesome. Well, that's what you know, sometimes it's hard to cook, and if you can get in and judge, that's some fantastic insight.
It's a way to give back too, you know, put something in as well.
It is.
But we had your mate down here a while ago, Tuffy Stone.
Yes.
He came down to our first event, which was called Meat Stock. That had about 50-60 teams in it, which was really, really good, and had over 12,000 visitors to the event to come and look and see what was going on with Low and Slow down here. So, and yeah, Tuffy came out and really had a good time, met up with a lot of us. So he was great to talk to.
Yes. Come on in, Forrest.
I got a question. Do y'all cook kangaroo?
Not often, you can cook kangaroo. Kangaroo goes all right.
I mean, that's an honest question from a fat man from Texas because, you know, I mean, we cook everything here. I mean, so I figure y'all cook it.
We're the only nation that eats its coat of arms. We eat kangaroo and emu, which is on our coat of arms. We've done that. You can. It's not often, like it's not a common meat that you cook up every weekend, just, you know, whip up a kangaroo. But you can eat it. It's not too bad.
Is it gamey?
I haven't done it low and slow. I don't, so.
I mean, what does a kangaroo taste like? I mean, compared to beef.
It is sort of similar to beef, and probably it's a little, you do have to cook it a bit slower, it's a bit tougher, but and they're a fairly, because they're a very athletic animal, so it's quite lean, it's very lean meat,
right.
So sometimes, depending on what cut you get, sometimes you can quickly whip up kangaroo steaks and you cook them, you know, nice and hot and fast. Otherwise, some of the other pieces you got that can be a bit tougher, but they're a very lean animal, so...
So it's more of a red meat? I mean,
yes, it is.
So it would be more like our deer over here?
Oh, yeah, that'd be a good comparison, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I'm just curious. That's interesting.
Mate, we even eat crocodile down here.
That's what I was going to ask
you.
Well,
I figured crocodile tastes like gator.
I'd say it would. Yeah, it sort of like tastes like a very strong sort of chicken.
I thought it was chicken. Like rattlesnake.
Yeah.
They like chicken.
Well, I'm not eating a damn rattlesnake, but I'll eat a gator.
Yeah.
Well, Jason.
Yeah, catching
them's
hard part.
This is Jason, and this is Forrest Guest. There from Texas. He's a fine cat. He's a cowboy. He's a damn cowboy, and I'm telling you, but he's a good fella. So. Glad to have him on the show. Glad to have you on the show. Proud to have y'all both on here. We've been busy this past month doing a lot of cooking around. You know, I've been doing some traveling and hadn't been able to do a show. And then when I tried to get it going, you know, computer problems, network problems. But we're loud and proud to be here tonight. And honored
good.
To have both.
Good to have you
going.
Around, mate.
Well, I tell you, you know, you're.
I'm glad to hear that he's here because, I mean, this is interesting. I mean, what do y'all usually barbecue or smoke down there? I mean, what meats do y'all usually cook? Because I'm in Texas. I mean, we do, beef and we do pork, but we do the ribs. What do y'all usually do down there?
Flow and slow, very similar, very similar. I love doing a good pulled pork. That seems to be a hit. We do a lot of chicken and some beef. We don't quite get. It's a bit harder to get the good beef cuts down here, unfortunately, because we slaughter the animals earlier, which means they're a bit smaller, so it's a bit harder to get a good-sized brisket down here, but some of the specialist butchers do cater for that, so it's good to get a brisket. But for the most part, myself and my kids, we both love doing the pork and chicken are, my favorites. But, yeah, beef brisket has taken off really well. Your beef ribs does well. Pork ribs is great. We love pork ribs. So it's very similar. We are taking on what the Americans are doing, which I think is great. We can learn a lot from them, so it's really good. We've also even got a few companies down here now producing some really good quality offset smokers as well. Have jumped on board, and the demand has been pretty high for them, so it's really coming along. But I actually recently had a friend come over from Texas. And they ended up at our place for a barbecue, and I knew the pressure was on them because I know all Texas people know what good barbecue is and good barbecue tastes like. So I did a pulled pork, and I did do a very Texas style, light on the sauce, a lot of just salt and pepper rub, basically, and just a little bit of cayenne pepper in there just to keep it very Texas style for her to see how I did. And she said it was pretty good, so I was pretty proud of that.
That sounds like you hit it right there.
Yeah, the pressure was on, I think, a bit. But, good feedback.
Well, I tell you what, the pressure is always on when you really think as much of it. You know, it's all every time you cook, the pressure's on, especially when it holds that kind of bar and that kind of standard. You know, when you're cooking, the pressure's on every time. The pressure's on every time
That's
I
right.
cook. And it's terrible. It's a good pressure, but I'm sure.
Yeah, you just want to please people.
That's it.
I just want people to enjoy my cue.
Yeah,
I mean, that's interesting to hear. I mean, everybody. Anytime you fire up the pit, you are firing up the pit to put out the best product that you can put out.
That's right.
I mean, everybody, and if it's for the money, if it's for the prestige, for whatever it is, it's always, you want somebody to go, man, that's the best stuff I've ever eaten, whatever the hell.
Yeah,
you
I just do it to see the smiles on people's faces, mate. That's what it's about for me.
There you go. And I don't care, you know, I mean, if you're in a competition, yeah, you want to win. But if somebody tells you that's the best stuff I ever eat, then guess what? That's the best stuff they ever eat.
That's better than a trophy for me. That's what it's about. So, and that's why I do the judging. I think, you know, I take that seriously for judging in competitions. I want to give the best marks for people that they deserve, because I don't want my marks to determine if someone gets, you know, a bad mark. I want to be I try to be as fair as I can, and I've studied up a bit about it to make sure that I'm doing the right thing by the competitors, because it's about them. And you know, they put a lot of hard work into their food. You want the best people to win the competitions, and you want it to be as fair as you can. So
that's right.
That's what it's sort of about for me. But it's good. It's great that it's taking off. So maybe you'll have to get down here, Chris.
I think it's cool that it's taking off in Australia. I mean, hell, that's pretty damn cool. I mean, something that you know, basically we take for granted over here, and we do take it for granted. No matter what you do, we take it for granted. But I mean, that they're going to take it and run with it over there. That's great.
Yeah. Well, that's it. That's it. They're going to make it as popular there as it is here, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, that's that old barbecue family, whether we're here, across the creek, across the pond, across the world. You know, we're all cooking, and we've got something in common that we love to talk about and love to do together. And it means a lot when we all get together. That's one of the biggest things that I have a problem with when I go to a barbecue competition, is I'm always running behind, so I'm always late getting set up, and then by that time I don't have any time to spend with everybody I want to see. So,
well, and that's one thing. I mean, it's, you don't get to see the people you want to see.
No, you don't.
And we have a lot of vendors at our barbecue competitions where the vendors will cook for people. So instead of competing, they're actually selling barbecue. They'll have their offsets going all weekend, and they'll be selling good barbecue to people. And they get to talk to a lot of people and get amongst it, which is also a good thing. And they can step back from the competition and just, you know, enjoy themselves a bit more. I mean, it's still a bit of pressure because they've got a lot going on at the time, but at least they can also do that and make a bit of money at the same time selling barbecue. So that also works. But, yeah, it is about the people you meet. That's why I'm enjoying the judging side of things as well. There's no pressure on me.
Sure.
I can compete or I can eat. I'll take the eat option, thanks.
I guarantee there's more pressure in just being in. You don't have to cook competition. You don't have to be a vendor or whatever. There's pressure there, because you're always cooking. You're not cooking against anybody else but yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
And
if you look at it like that,
Chris can tell you that. I mean, you don't make a damn what you're cooking or who you're cooking against. You're always cooking against yourself. But I would love to have the opportunity to come down there and cook, or y'all come up here and cook.
That'd
I would love to do what y'all did with Tuffy.
Oh yeah, he had a great time down here. You can check out his Facebook page. He was really enjoying it being down here. So, you know, there's good hospitality down in Australia. You're always welcome. So
that's right.
Definitely
that's
come on
right.
down.
That's it.
And y'all got good beer.
Yeah, we take that pretty seriously.
Well, they do in Texas and Tennessee as well. That's a fact.
I think Texas and Aussies, like Texas people and Aussie people, have got a lot in common, I think. Good barbecue and good beer, that's what works.
Well,
I'll tell you, Texas people get along with Tennessee people because of the Alamo. And people don't understand, but yeah, we get along.
Oh, Tennessee people are easy to get along with. They're all nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good way to think about it.
Mate, I'm gonna have to head off because get back to it. It's a little bit dearer to call from over here than it is over in Texas, I'm sure. But I thought I'd touch base, say g'day, and I'll be in touch, mate. I'll chat to you on Facebook, Chris.
Yes, sir. You do that. And, hey, thanks again for calling. It's an honor to have you on the show, and I appreciate it, my friend. And we've been back and forth on Facebook. We've been back and forth for a while on Facebook. You know, anything I can do or help out with, or vice versa. I know that's just how it rolls. That's how we roll around here. So have a fantastic day.
And I want to say
good day. I'm going to say good day, mate. There you go.
you sound like a local, mate. Good work.
All right, guys,
take care of yourselves. Good to talk to you, and I'll listen to the podcast later on today.
Okay, awesome.
Good talking to you.
You too.
Awesome.
Okay, guys.
Awesome. All right, see you later. Good night.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Well, all right, man. That's awesome. Proud to have Jason here with us. That means we're doing something right, you know.
That was pretty cool. I enjoyed talking to him.
Good. Well, that's good. How many butts you got going tonight, Forrest?
Four. And I'm going to sell every bit of them tomorrow. And if I don't sell every bit of them tomorrow, I'm going to go down there, and whoever didn't buy one, I'm going to jump on them and sell them one.
Well, I tell you what. You shouldn't have trouble doing four.
We're doing good. Yesterday with the rain, we sold out. So I'm pleased with the product. And I know it's going to take a little bit of time to make it happen, but it's going to happen. And sure.
I got people
backing me, like Chris Chadwick and Steve Forkland and Mark Bateman and Terrell Willis. I mean, I got people that are following me and they're helping me. So Jero Medcal.
Yep.
I got them helping me. And I'm gonna tell you what: if you don't have any knives, that's the people you need to get with and see Mad Cow.
MadCowCutlery.com. That's it.
You're damn right. And if you do have knives, you still need to go see Mad Cow because they got great products and they're good people.
I tell you, they are. They're very good people. Let me tell you this. Let me say this right now. I do want to give another big shout-out to some of my other guys and my sponsors that helped me tremendously. We're talking Jero Knives and Mad Cow Cutlery. I went down to Texas Tech and did a port class down there on the campus of Texas Tech University, and Mad Cow Cutlery sent me a whole box of knives that I went passed out to all the guys that took the class. They all got knives, which Texas Tech University is home of Raider Red Meats. And that's one of my sponsors as well. I have to say big shout out to Raider Red Meats. That's RaiderRedMeats.com. That's a double T meat store. And they have got some fine meats there in Lubbock, Texas at Raider Red Meat. But I actually put one and one together and introduced Raider Red, Mr. Tate Corliss, too. Mad Cow Cutlery, and I think they come together, and Raider Red uses Mad Cow Cutlery as well. Texas Tech University uses a Mad Cow Cutlery, so it all works hand in hand, and we all try to help each other with that. We really do, and we support each individual.
You can't beat Mad Cow. I mean, they're good people, and they've been with me for 3 years now, so
You can't beat them. They're good guys.
Yeah,
Daniel,
that's exactly right.
Daniel will do what he can. If you don't like it, he can make it right.
Well, we don't have. I tell you what, I just hadn't had a bad knife from Mad Cow. Those Jero knives are actually fine pieces of work, fine craftsmen.
They are
knives. Excellent.
Go ahead.
I was going to say I've got to let's see right here. Hold on a second. We are live and my web has went down. The studio boards went down. Let's see if I can get that back up.
Nobody loves you anymore.
Well, maybe it'll work. Hold on a second here. Let's see if I can get it. Getting it going here. But no, I'm proud to be back on the air. You know, like I say, we've done some cooking this past month, a lot of traveling. I wish I was headed to Texas this coming weekend, next weekend, to cook Midland, Texas, the Bynum, Bynum School's Best of the Basin. That'll be a good show.
That's going to be a good cook. I'm not going to be able to make it. I wish I could. But I will be cooking in Andrews at the Wild Wild West Fest with Mo will be in Midland. So Mo Quezon will be in Midland. Ernest Cervantes will be in Andrews. So, you know, if you want to meet somebody or you want to meet the big boys, there they are.
Well, Mo's a fine fella. I've never met Ernest. But I like Mo. I like Mo a lot. You know, there's a lot of good people in barbecue, and I like them. I like Mo a lot. We cooked Raider Red last year, and I'm not going to get to do that this year. My daughter is getting married.
Uh-oh.
Yes. My daughter's getting married, and that's the same weekend. So I won't be able to make
it. I'm going to tell you, Mo's a good guy. He's going to be in Midland. And, I mean, for the people that want to meet and come out and think they're meeting the big boys, come out and meet Mo. He'll be in Midland. Come out and meet Ernest. He'll be in Odessa. And either one of them will be glad to talk to you, meet you. You know, whatever. They're all good guys. What you'll figure out is they're regular people.
That's what I'm
regular people.
That's what I was going to say. You know,
Chris Chadwick has been on Pit Masters, and Chris Chadwick is regular people. I'll just come on out and visit and meet them. That's all I can tell you to do. Come on out and visit them.
That's it. You're right. You're exactly right. That's what you hit it right on the. You hit the nail on the head when you said they're just regular people. They're regular people that enjoy cooking just like you and me, and they love to talk and visit, and that's what keeps us all going.
We're all regular folks. I mean, you've been on your show. I did my show. Ernest does his show. Mo's on the Pit Masters every year. So, I mean, everybody did their thing. So, come out and see them. You know?
That's it. You're right. Well, Forrest, I tell you what, brother, I'm gonna have to cut her down. I'm going to have to shut her down.
Shut her down, brother.
I don't know if we can... We've had a good show. We've had an exceptional show. I've been honored to have y'all on with me tonight, and we're talking barbecue. We're going to be back next Wednesday night. We'll have Tim Seals with us in the house next Wednesday night. I'm ready to get Ted Daigle on here as well. Daigle's Barbecue Sauce. It's time to get Ted. We've been back and forth, and schedules or shows always seem to happen. So what we're going to do, we're going to have a big old show with a lot of great guys on here. I want to get several guys on here before long. So that's what we're going to do, and you be sure to call in and be right here with us.
All right, brother.
Good luck tomorrow.
All I want to do is, you know, Big T is Rub, and
Terrell Willis, Big T Spice Company. He's got some good stuff now. I tell you, I've got some of that too, and I want to have him on, let him talk about all his products, and give him some airtime. That's good. It's good flavored rubs. Now I've got them here at the house, and I just can't say anything bad about them.
They did good rubs. All right.
Have a good night, folks.
Y'all have good
Appreciate
evening.
You calling in, brother.
All right.
All right. Good night. Guys, this is Chris Chattel. You have been listening to Let the Smoke Roll Barbecue and Food Show. We have had a fantastic show tonight. Ready to do it again next Wednesday night. I appreciate each and every one of you listening in, tuning in. Be sure to join my group page, the new Chris Chattel Let the Smoke Roll Barbecue and Food Show, as well as like that page, join the group. And just get involved. We'd love to have you. We'd love to support. We support barbecue, anything and everything in it. And anything we can do for you, we will be glad to. This is Chris Chadwick. We've had a great night. God bless you. Have an awesome rest of the week. If you're going to compete this week, be safe. Have a great cook and enjoy yourself. And remember, always, always enjoy the time with all your friends. All right, this is Chris Chadwick. We're out of here. Good night. God bless.